This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Okay, Thursday, September 28th, you found your way to the DJV experience with Jen Jen and Vic Vic and Kaka.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Okay, calm down. So, hello to Chucky Fresh, who listens to WEL. How about that for a name? That's a good name. I like that. I like Chucky Cheese. Probably people tease him. And I won't gain any friends if I... tease him a little bit, because I don't know him.
Sounds more like Dougie Fresh to me. Is he an
Dougie
MC?
Fresh, yeah. It's well, Chuck Fresh is a listener, and WMEL is back on the air. That's a cool thing. Deb Gentis is a listener in Ohio. Hi, Deb. Nice to have you on board with us here in the DJV experience, where we are celebrating, I guess in a manner of speaking, the life and times of Hugh Hefner. Be pretty surprised if at this point in time most of you haven't heard that he has passed away. Natural causes, a lot of tributes pouring in. The bunnies of. That's really. We did, if there's anything that was more sexist, and maybe the times changed that, but the women who wore those outfits, and I'm trying, there are a couple of actresses, very famous actresses, who. I'm now hard-pressed to remember who they are. It started out as bunnies. And it was, the legend was that Hef had to check you out first before you became a bunny there. But the Playboy clubs were all over the country. I don't think he tested them all out. I wouldn't be. a lot of Hefner fans have taken to Twitter to thank him for the articles in Playboy. But otherwise, it was a very stimulating, it was a stimulating magazine, the whole idea, the provocative lifestyle, all that good stuff. It was something that was, I think, obviously it found a place in our society because he's still a household name, what, 50, 60, 70 years after he was in his late 20s, I think, or early 30s when it started, wasn't he? Hippie Playboy magazine, first issue was 1953, so... You go back, do the math, that's what?
60 years ago, he's in his 30s.
64 yeah. years ago, yeah.
20s and 30s.
Yep. So.
One of the things that I think is really interesting about him, I didn't think anything of him until, and Jen's going to laugh.
Girls Next Door.
Yes, I loved that show.
Explain what that was about.
It was a reality show about Hef and his top three girlfriends at the time, and it basically just followed them living in the mansion and going on trips and tours and things like that, and it was surprisingly wholesome. I don't know, it's weird, but it was a really good show, and it was really popular. It was on in a bunch of countries and everything. But one of the
Which
things that
was
I really
your favorite before you move on, who was your favorite? Bridget Holly or Kendra?
Bridget was mine too.
I love Bridget.
She was my favorite too. I also watched.
Did you watch
show.
It? Okay. But one of the things that I really, like, that's where Hef kind of was on my radar. One of the things I started doing after that was Googling my mom told me about his old show, Playboy After Dark,
yeah.
That was based, I guess, in his Chicago apartment, or then it moved to a studio, I think. But mm-hmm. It was that whole premise of having, like, a kind of a cocktail party with really interesting people mixing and mingling. And when I started watching some of those old videos, I realized that some major civil rights activists were on television for the first time because Hef put them on his show.
He was very liberal, and that kind of stuff found its way into the Playboy curriculum very early on.
Like, you didn't see African Americans on TV like that, and that was something that he insisted on,
especially
in Chicago.
Richard Pryor started, Dick Gregory started there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else, but
it's
was very
involved.
It's
a pretty amazing legacy beyond the boobs.
Yeah, that could be the title of his book,
Beyond the Boobs.
Yeah, very smart guy. He got it. He knew what was going on. All right, let's, I didn't ever think he was that attractive. So Yeah, I say to women, I used to say, I don't think I say, I wouldn't say it now, what do they see in him? Which is,
well, I think women always
question.
Women always have more of a thoughtful approach to finding men attractive. If a guy is really smart or if he's really funny, there are so many other things that I think women are drawn to, and it's not just who's the most handsome.
Do you see the study that's out this week on what it is that women find attractive? Study finds women are happier being with less attractive men.
So I always wonder who puts out the studies like that.
Is the baldies.
Less attractive men.
Short baldies.
Well, this is a study that was done by a class at Southern Methodist University and Florida State. They surveyed 113 newly married couples that were in their late 20s. And then the ladies rated the man's attractiveness as an evaluative tool as to whether they got their dude because he was good-looking. Is that what attracted these ladies to them, or was it something else? And in almost every case, it was something else.
Mm-hmm.
They had more. They were committed to their own life. They had something going on in their lives. They pleased their wives when their wives needed to be pleased. There's a picture of a very attractive lady in this article with a guy who's really ugly, big nose, glasses.
Oh, my God.
Really? Yeah.
Oh.
So, hey, why are you laughing?
Because.
This kid's really ugly. He's got a big nose and not particularly attractive. And the woman is pretty hot.
Oh, so, boy.
Well.
Well, what? I mean, how would you feel if you were in one of those studies where the woman was rating you? Oh, well, this is my boyfriend, Dougie. He's just got a good personality, but don't look at him for too long.
Well, you know, this is going to sound extraordinarily self-serving. I've never thought of myself as attractive. I've been told I was attractive by people that I was happy to have their comments, the people that I cared about, think that I'm very attractive. I don't know whether I look better as I've gotten older or whatever it is. Jennifer, you've known me for a long time.
Think you're more attractive today than you were when I first met you.
Really? In what way?
Well, I think you just, you know what? I like you with gray hair.
Yeah.
I think your hair looks a lot better. I think that you look happy. I think your skin, you just look good. You look good. I think you've aged very well.
All right. That's nice.
Or maybe you haven't aged at all. Maybe, how about that?
Well, I don't ever think we're the best judge of ourselves and how we come across to other people. Like, I think certain things, it's not even about appearance. It's about how I come across to people. I think that I come across one way, and sometimes even the three of you tell me that sometimes I sound harsh or I sound angry or I sound this way or that way, and I don't hear it at all. And Meredith has said that, and my children have said that to me, and I'm wondering, what do I miss? And I have I listen to other people and can pretty accurately judge what they're about by listening to them or watching them, because I've been doing this for a long time. But I'm not sure I'm very good at listening to myself, which is probably a skill that we all need to develop. I remember my mother once, did you hear what you just said? I don't know what I, you know. There are those things that we say. I mean, sometimes I say things that may, according to some people, be pretty outrageous. And I think that's different than being someone who's obnoxious. Is that true or not?
Of course.
I think sometimes we just have to provoke. I need to be provoked, and I need other people to think. And sometimes the only way you wake people up is to say something that's really outrageous. So. It is. Speaking of outrage, thank you very much, Doug. This young lady who worked for the NSA, who was under investigation, she told authorities yesterday she smuggled classified documents out of NASA's office by stuffing them in her pantyhose.
In her pantyhose?
Classified data on Russia's hacking during the election. Lee Winner is her name. W-I-N-N-E-R, Air Force linguist, top security clearance. Asked by an FBI agent about how she managed to get the documents out of the office in Augusta, Georgia. She said, I folded it in half and stuck it in my pantyhose. There you go.
That gives new meaning to control top.
Yeah, there's not much room in pantyhose, so it must have not been that many papers.
Really? I don't know.
I guess maybe you could put it under a waistband, maybe.
Yeah. Well, if depending on the size of your butt, you could put it in the back and it wouldn't be noticed.
Probably.
Right?
You can't shove it down your legs, though, that's for sure.
Okay, I think that's quite enough of that conversation. In a moment, the television report. Jennifer will bring us up to date on all the new shows. I was working actually last night on my taxes, and I got into bed and was texting back and forth with Meredith, and she said, aren't you watching Designated Survivor? And I said, no, I'd forgotten all about it, actually. Got to get caught up on some of the old episodes. But anyway, we've got the report on what's new tonight on commercial television, plus a couple of other interesting things. Let's get to it in a moment right after this.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get in. You're the 18 past the hour. The folks at NPR have launched, Jennifer, a wine club to help fund NPR. You get a tote bag and you get wine in it.
Love it.
New members. The Megathons are okay. Sell what you want. Just don't expect me to give you some tax money. You can sign up for the NPR Wine Club at $79. I'm sure by going to the website for whatever your favorite NPR station is, right? Isn't that how this will work?
It's like a service, like a wine subscription service.
Yeah, okay. It's not a bad idea. Fixer Upper. Who watches this on HGTV?
I do.
I don't.
Popular show ending after this season? Why?
Set off the internet. I don't, because they have so many other businesses they're launching into. A Target collection. Really? Yeah, I think that it's, not enough time.
They don't need the peons on TV anymore. They've got Target, please.
Yes, right. Hi, Jennifer, what do we have tonight?
All right, well, if you want to get out your kneelers, NFL football, the Chicago Bears versus the Green Bay Packers, that's on CBS, the NFL Network, and on Amazon Prime Video. Grey's Anatomy is back on ABC. They've got a double episode, two back-to-back episodes to kick off the latest season of Grey's Anatomy, 8 o'clock ABC. The Vietnam War is a documentary series being done by PBS. This is the last episode tonight at 8. And I know Victoria's ready for this one. Will and Grace returns to NBC. That's right, 11 years after their eighth season run.
That'd be the number one show of the night, wouldn't you think?
It'll do very, very well. So you pick right back up where they left off. Will and Grace both falter when their political beliefs are put to the test. That's at 9 p.m. on NBC. There's a brand new episode of Gotham on Fox at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Chicago Fire is back on NBC at 10. And if none of that does it for you, The Murder of Lacey Peterson. A close one. 8 p.m.
I feel like that's on every night.
On A&E. I think
like
so,
Diana.
Too.
Give us a break, please.
I think there's a new Good Place tonight, too, right? After Will and Grace?
Probably there's a new Great News on NBC. That's a great show, by the way.
Yeah, I like that show, huh?
I do.
All right, there
really
it is,
good.
Jennifer's report to the nation at 21 after the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I love every moment that I share with you on the air. One of the things that I like best about the ability to be here and talk with so many of you and have you listen to what we're thinking or doing is our music time together in every hour. And on Thursdays, we have this segment in this hour devoted to the top five songs from a certain year in musical history, pop music history. So for this week, we go back to this week in 1973 for the top five songs. Number five belongs to Gladys Knight with her Pips, The Midnight Train to Georgia. This song's been covered by a dozen different people. Well, this is the best version of it, I think. Crank it up, Carol.
But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true.
As a matter of fact, we're going to go see Gladys Knight next month. I'm looking forward to this song. Probably more than any other song she had in it. She had a dozen really big hits.
My parents saw her a couple years ago, and they both loved Gladys Knight, and they said she was great.
Yeah. All right, so that's number five this week in 1973. Number four belongs to Marvin Gaye. Another great, great pop hit. Let's Get It On. I'm still a jock in 73. Kara, well, both of you. Meredith says I get my disc jockey voice on when I do this, do I?
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing. I mean, it is a music segment, so.
All right, so Marvin is number four. And here are the Allman Brothers with the number three song this week in 1973. Another great, fabulous, fabulous pop hit called Ramblin' Man.
Doing the best I can.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't sing that. I can sing that.
Is that so?
I understand that I was born a Ramblin' Man.
Crank it up,
Gary. It's so weird that I never knew in context that Ramblin' Man, Marvin Gaye, and Gladys were in the same year. Even the same week. I mean, this is, it's crazy.
Yeah. It was good variation. By that time, there was great variation.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, great choices. But all of these songs this week, this is one of those weeks that I love all of them, and they're all very different, as you've appropriately figured out here, Victoria. So let's move to display how...
Yeah, right.
To get to the next one. Number two this week, Cher's back in the hit business with Half Breed. It's the silliest song. And politically about as incorrect.
I know, right?
Listen to this. Even the boom, guys in the background.
I think she still rides out on a horse on stage with a headdress on.
When you're not welcome, you don't hang around. The other children always laugh at me. Give her a feather, she's a Cherokee.
What a weird song.
Give her a feather, she's a Cherokee. Alright, so that's number two. Rolling Stones. This is a song that stayed at number one only for 1 week. Their softer ballads, Angie.
You can say we're satisfied.
Not my favorite Stones tune. Still
no, mine neither.
Yeah. Angie.
Angie. You can say we never tried.
All right, so your review, number five, Gladys. And the Midnight Train, Marvin and Let's Get It On, number four. Allman Brothers, Ramblin' Man, number three. Cher's Half Breed, as number two this week in 73. Number one belongs to the Stones. Angie, 28 half the hour here on today's DJV Experience.
I still love you.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Pittsburgh seems to be the center of the robotics and self-driving car universe right now. Self-driving car companies are battling for talented robotics engineers in the city. Reports say that new robotics graduates can earn up to $200,000 a year. The trend started with Uber and now includes Argo AL, which is mostly owned by Ford. Recent reports indicate there are up to 2,000 people employed by self-driving car companies in Pittsburgh at this time. That number is growing as new autonomous companies announce plans to move to Pittsburgh. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on girls' graphic tees, just $9.99. Flannels for him, only $12.99. Denim for her, just $24.99. Get Nikes for $39.99. Kitchen electrics, only $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Flex style, see.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri, on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Four after the hour now on the DJD Experience, Thursday with Kara, Doug, and Victoria. One of our things is to acknowledge people who are important to the program. That most notably includes people who are listeners like Carolyn Fovell. Hello, Carolyn. Glenn Williams runs a training center for police, interestingly enough, in Franklin, Ohio. So nice to have you on board with us. Also, people in the focus. Tiger Woods says he doesn't know when he'll play golf again or if he will ever play. From the sports desk, Victoria, he was at Liberty National Golf Club, one of the assistants for the President's Cup with Captain Steve Stricker. So, why? Okay, so he's been big, he's had surgery. He's had his troubles, public troubles.
Yep.
He was really an amazing golfer. His father got him started, made a lot of money, a lot of endorsements and stuff. So maybe it's time. Is that?
I mean, he's also 41. So, you know, I mean, golfers obviously have a longer lifespan than other professional athletes.
Right.
But I don't know. I think that, you know, he's had a lot of surgery. He's had a lot of physical problems. I'm always worried about, you know, the addiction, the pill stuff. He's been in rehab a few times.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see if he ever does make a comeback. If anyone would make a comeback, I think it would be Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Because he has such determination like that. So I think we'll have to just wait and see. But right now it does seem like it might be 50-50.
Yeah. Also, another person in the news, I kind of liked this, and the problem with people is they so think they have to apologize for this or that. People are people. There are different adjuncts to their personality. I thought George Bush would be a good guy to know. I don't think he was a good president. I think the same thing about Bill Clinton. I think the same thing about most of these people. I think Barack Obama, a pretty interesting fellow, and I thought it was interesting to see one of the Secret Service agents' accounts of what happened the day that Obama brought his daughter to Harvard, and what he, when he brought, they carried, you know, there was a lot of coverage and pictures and stuff here in Boston of him being there and bringing boxes up to the room and all that sort of thing. But the account that I see that I find interesting and very relatable, actually, is when he said to one of the Secret Service agents, I was proud that I didn't cry in front of her. But the Secret Service agents all knew that he was ready to cry, or he had sniffles, and they were pretending they weren't listening or watching him as he blew his nose.
Aww.
He said, despite the tears, it was a moment of reflection and appreciation, a reminder that at the end of our lives, whatever else we've accomplished, the thing we'll remember. Yeah, I can certainly identify with this. Excuse me, the joys that our children and grandchildren bring to us. I certainly see that now.
Yeah.
You know, we all have pictures of ourselves holding our children's hand, you know, swinging on a swing, whatever it is that they did at school that day. You want to hear that stuff. I was fortunate to be able to bring Miles to school the other day. It's the second time I've gone. He's just started preschool, and it's a social thing as much as anything else. And one of the little girls who was new to the class came in, and you know, they all look at each other like they're from another planet. They don't have, they just stand there and look at each other. And so this little girl came over to Miles with a doll. It was obviously beaten up, the hair was off of it, and she said to him something. It was, you know, sort of broken, but it was like, hear this. And Miles looked at her and said, no. As he is wont to do. As a matter of fact, Kara, play our latest injection from Miles. The other day in the car, I asked Miles if he would like to say hello to all of my friends here.
So, Miles, would you like to say hi to Jennifer?
No.
How about say hi to Victoria?
No.
Would you like to say hi to Kara?
No.
Would you like to say hi to the people that are listening right now?
No.
He's good at saying no. He's not a people pleaser.
Oh, my God, he's so funny. But anyway, the simple things, that's the point of all of this that Obama talks about. And I think it's true. No, it's the great reducer, isn't it? When you get right down to it, our stories about our children, the people that we love, it sort of brings us all into commonality because it's the experience that we've all had. And I think that's a good thing. We need to find more things that we have in common with each other instead of the things that separate us.
Yep.
For example, today is Good Neighbor Day. Good neighbor.
Could you be mine? Won't you be
my neighbor?
Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be
my neighbor?
Folks at State Farm should use
neighbor.
That. Today is Good Neighbor Day. So what do you know? That was Mr. Rogers, by the way, for anybody that's not in, has been alive on the planet in the last 30 years. Mister, did you grow up watching Mr. Rogers, Kara?
I did not really. I've seen some episodes, but yeah, it wasn't really, as you would say, it wasn't in my wheelhouse.
How about you, Victoria? He was around when you were a kid, too.
Yeah, he was definitely around. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember watching it, but my mom tells me that I liked it. So I must have been, like, really little.
Yeah, he is a very interesting story with that guy. But he did a lot of good. And that's the kind of thing that we like to see and think that children would be influenced by in this age of video and the connections we all get just by looking at the devices. And as Victoria suggested off the air, you would have thought that State Farm would have picked up the fact and sponsored everything anywhere today.
Right.
As it is Good Neighbor Day. Yeah. Be a good neighbor. State Farm is there. Or however that goes. Yeah, something close to that. Food news time at 20 before the hour. The cost of cold-pressed juices. You know, I do the American Family Farmer podcast available blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer every week. A look at what farming and food issues there are. And this is something that came up this week in Modern Farmer magazine, the other side to commercial juicing. And this is something that you all ought to think about. A single 16-ounce serving of cold-pressed juice generates 4.5 pounds of pulp waste. How about that? It is compostable, yeah. It'd be good. But it's more complicated than that. Pulp is wet. It's heavy. Isn't easy to transport. Bringing it to composting sites is costly and kind of, you know, it's sticky. The stuff, unless you have it in a plastic bag or something, it's messy. And a lot of businesses don't want to bother doing it. I said that if the fellow I was supporting for mayor got elected, he wanted me to start a composting business. But it doesn't look like he's going to. I don't know. He didn't do as well in the primary the other day as I would like to have seen him do. But anyway, this is something that ought to be done everywhere. But in terms of these sorts of things, who would have thought? And that's really that's the whole reason for doing this. Thinking or putting it out there for you to think about the consequences of things that seem pretty simple. Okay, I'm going to take a bunch of oranges and I'm going to grind them up. You know, you can do it yourself. I do it with my smoothies, my juicer. I grind up the stuff, and yeah, there's lots of orange waste.
And what do you do with, when you clean out your juicer, where do you put that stuff?
Right down the garbage disposal.
And then where does your garbage disposal stuff go?
It goes out into the septic system.
So that doesn't get composted, though?
No, it doesn't get composted. I could start a composting pile. And there are plenty of other things. I could think about it in a conscious way. I don't throw away a lot of food. As many of my friends know, I don't throw away. I eat pretty much everything that's around. I don't waste much stuff. But yeah, I mean, you think about all of these things that are part of the waste problem, and this is just an example of it, to keep you sort of...
If you think about it, do you have Jamba Juice in Boston?
Yes. And imagine what their waste program
can you? I was just thinking, can you imagine the waste?
Yeah. All right, speaking of food, we have an interesting overview from someone that has come to us from India, Indian food and investing in India's food. This is something I think it will be very interesting because we don't pay a lot of attention to what's going on in other countries when it comes to some of the things that are big in our country. So we'll follow that path for a few moments right after this.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
All right, so this is, I love to bring you different things. Who would have thunk that we would be in this mode today? But I think you'll find this pretty compelling. That's the idea here. India is the second largest producer of food in the world behind our country. Did you know that? Probably didn't know that. And the person who's in charge from the governmental side of things is Minister Badal, who is the Minister of Food Processing from India, grocery business, food growing. I'd like to know, if I may, Minister, let's start with that, how your farms work. You compare American farms to the farms in India. How do they compare?
There is a huge difference, if you would believe that, Doug. You're more scientific in your agriculture with the most modern technology and modern practices. But despite that, a huge country like India having the second largest population, having, in comparison, I would say, primitive practices, still does a wonderful job of growing the second largest amount of food in the world to feed the second largest population today. So I would say that if we had a bit of your modern technologies, I think what we are aiming to achieve is making India the global food factory of the world would really be a reality.
So do you want to sell your food? I think you do some of it now, but you want to export more food to countries like America? Is that it?
No. What I'm here to do is to talk about World Food India, which is the first platform of its type which is happening in India after a very long time, the first time actually. And this is actually a platform for people to forge joint ventures and to increase their business and partner towards growth and collaboration. So, why I say that? Because like you said, that India is one of the largest producers of food, but we are also one of the largest consumers of food.
Mm-hmm.
And while we produce a whole lot of food, we process barely 10% of what we produce, which leads to really high wastages. In the last 3 years, the new government, the Modi government, has taken a number of initiatives to ensure that we bring down our wastages, to ensure that there is enough food available for this growing population, which grows at a very rapid pace every year. And which is why we have invested a lot in infrastructure, in policies, in allowing multi-brand retail stores, and generally to create an environment where processing can flourish. And I think the opportunity is now ripe for food processing companies across the value chain of food wanting to expand their footprint and expand their business to grow the pie, really, to come make in India, to tap the huge potential that Indian market offers. I don't know if you know that we are a $600 billion retail sector, out of which 70% is just food retail. And this food retail is set to treble by 2020.
What you're trying to do then is get people who are in the food business to partner with folks in India. I think most people are pretty ignorant of what goes on in India. They hear stories of, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I love cows. They are sacred to me. People always think of that when they think of India. But it sounds to me like you're looking for companies like Whole Foods or some of the big retailers to come partner with you? Or are you looking for the seed companies to come? I guess I'm interested to know how far out you're reaching.
Well, let me start off by talking about milk, since you said you're a dairy farmer. Do you know that India is one of the largest producers? It is the largest producer of milk in the world.
I did not know that.
Yep, and being a dairy farmer, you should know where maximum milk comes from. So India is the largest producer of milk in the world, but we process barely 26% of the milk that we produce. So what I'm here is to look for those companies across the value chain of food, be it logistics, be it processing, be it retail, technology know-how, to come from farm to fork, really, in the processing sector, to come and partner with India, where we offer you are the huge market potential that we have, and we learn from the new technologies that you have adopted over here.
Right. I get it now. And if you go to worldfoodindia.in, worldfoodindia.in, you'd find a lot of things. This would be great. I am going to explore this because as a farmer, I'm interested in markets, but I'm interested in cows, and I didn't, the milk thing, that was, I probably should have known that. You're right. So it's interesting and informative. We need to know more about who else is living on this planet, that's for sure. Minister Badal, thank you for being here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
We're clearing out summer inventory at the Yellow Tag Clearance Sale at Lumber Liquidators. Take 20% off Woodlook waterproof floors with coupon, like top-rated Avella Woodlook Tile and Click Ceramic Plank. Get 10 to 23% off all Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminates and 10% off all Builder's Pride and Virginia Millworks pre-finished hardwood. More from 39 cents and take an extra 10% off clearance at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the Yellow Tag Clearance Deals at Lumber Liquidators today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sounds like an angel is flying into our studio. Music of an angel. But in fact, this is music from the movie King Kong. So which version of King Kong are we talking about? There have been three movies at least, right? King Kong movies?
Yeah, this is the 2005 Peter Jackson version starring Naomi Watts as Ann Darrow. She turns 49 years old today. I love this scene. It's a beautifully scored scene. The Central Park ice skating scene. The movie's way too long, like all Peter Jackson movies. He did the Lord of the Rings trilogy, Doug. He makes bloated movies, but this individual sequence, I thought, was beautifully done. Very nice.
Yeah. So, in terms of, let's see, who was the first lady in King Kong?
Faye Ray.
Faye Ray. And then, who did it after?
By 1976, it was Jessica Lange.
Lange.
Who I still believe, I may sound sexist saying this, but I still believe the most beautiful woman I've ever seen on the big screen,
Jessica Lange,
King Kong, yes, in 1976. And you know, I'll tell you an interesting story how times have changed. My daughter's going to be 12 years old, right?
Yeah.
In 1976, I was 11 years old. Me and my friend Bobby took the D train from Avenue U, Brooklyn, New York, by ourselves to New York City to see King Kong at a movie theater that his uncle ran. I can't even imagine letting my daughter walk down the block by herself, let alone get on a train and go from Brooklyn to New York City at 11 years old.
Yeah. Times have changed. My daughter couldn't find her way around Boston on the train when she was 11, too, and loved to go out and just explore by herself. And she was, you know, perfectly capable of doing it. Was it good judgment on our part to let her go do it? I don't know. I suppose you
maybe not.
Question that. Yeah. All right, Chucker, and movie news right after this.
Tonight, the must-see comedy phenomenon is back.
We should just be what we've always been.
A sad, middle-aged lady. And Grace.
16-time Emmy winner Will and Grace.
Not all gays think alike. Oh, I forgot to ask. Did you see Ryan Lochte get attacked on Dancing with the Stars?
The return of Will and Grace, part of a new night of comedies. Superstore and The Good Place, followed by Will and Grace and Great News, tonight on NBC.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we make just one perfect razor with 5 precision blades.
Ding!
We own the factory and cut out the middleman. And sell our high-quality blades for ridiculous prices every day. Now we're dropping the ridiculous sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality and an amazing price. Visit Harry's.com today and use code 6363 to get a special trial offer. That's Harry's.com, code 6363.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges, that's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hi, Trucker is here. He's fit and fierce over the age of 40, and he's got a mind that loves to scour all of the DVD stuff, and he's our expert on video, you name it. He knows what's going on. So what is going on, Trucker?
Some superhero movie news. Michelle Williams reportedly in negotiations to co-star alongside Tom Hardy in Paramount Pictures' Spider-Man spinoff titled Venom. This is a reach. I don't know how much mass interest there will be in this film, but it just goes to show you every A-list talent in the business just wants that $10 million-plus paycheck to appear in one of these superhero movies. And if you're going to pay them, they're going to take the money. Other news, Warner Brothers just completed filming on the sequel to Godzilla. The game plan will be, after this movie is released, to then film a Godzilla vs. King Kong movie, Doug, which I know you're highly anticipating for 2019. No?
It's like all CGI, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Well, character development.
But, the last King Kong movie, which was released this year, in March, King Kong Skull Island, the CGI was very impressive in that movie. I thought it was a good movie, not a great movie, but the effects were outstanding. And TV news, I don't really watch Game of Thrones, but from what I read, the last season, HBO is going to spend $15 million per episode.
Wow.
On that series, which is goes to show you how much money is being poured into TV, how much viewership in all streaming, and how much money is to be made in cable and TV. $15 million an episode, that is a lot of money.
I wonder what's the model? How do they get the value when you're only paying
$9
bucks
a month? I think
there's
a lot of afterlife. I think the DVD and the Blu-ray sales, I think Netflix, when it goes to Netflix, it's just so much money in it.
Yeah. Chuck Curry with us on the DJV show at 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.